Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shining down.
Yes.
Burns my feet as they touch the ground.
All right, who's touching the ground? Jennifer, you get your feet on the ground?
That's not the ground.
All right.
Yeah, right.
I thought
those
you
were feet either.
Reaching for the stars. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. It is Friday, the 14th of August.
My grandpa's birthday.
Happy birthday to Gramps. Happy birthday to Gramps. Happy birthday.
What would he have been today? He would have been
99.
No, I'm sorry. He would have been 102.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. Oh, no. Different subject matter.
Yeah, because he was born in 13, so that would be 102, right?
Really?
Yeah.
My father was born in 14. He would be 101. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Hard to believe my father's been gone for 10 years, more than 10 years. Actually, in November, it'll be 11 years. Time is fleeting.
It goes so fast, and then it doesn't it? It's weird.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm looking at some of the science this week that suggests that the universe will disappear in the next 2 to 4 billion years as it began.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. I was thinking about that in the car this morning, driving back here, thinking about what it is that is going to happen to all of our souls, to our spirit, because we're, how is it that this is wrong, that Einstein was wrong? He said, energy never disappears. So what happens to all this energy?
That's true. If it's displaced from our planet, right?
Yeah, well, from the solar system, from the galaxy, from the universe, gonzo.
We'll just start a new universe.
All right, that's good. We'll sign up now. This is the Friday program, and as a result of it being Friday, there's a poll at DougSteffen.com which focuses on the top 10 talk topics of the week. And we ask you, which is more important to you than anything else? Presidential race, number one on the talker survey, was it number one with you? The Trump feud with Fox. This is pretty interesting. This is playing out in a rather interesting way, if you are following this to any great extent. In the trending box at DougSteffen.com is the story about what Roger Ailes said to Donald Trump and what Donald Trump said to Roger Ailes as far as resolving all of this. What I find interesting, Jennifer, in this whole business is how pat or predictable Rupert Murdoch is, and how Roger Ailes' friendship with Karl Rove seems to have made a mess of this. If it were not for Donald Trump, as has been suggested by many people who are more interested in following this on a day-to-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute basis than I am, if it had not been for the appearance of Donald Trump on that broadcast, Fox would have had nowhere near the 24 million people watching it.
Because just think about it. With 24 million people watching, you had both Republicans and Democrats tuning in for this.
Yeah.
If you did not have Donald Trump on there, I guarantee you wouldn't have the number of Democrats.
Nowhere close.
Because no one would care.
Right. Exactly.
It would be the Republicans going, okay, who am I going to vote for? Yeah. And then even that's questionable how many of them would have tuned in.
Not even close. So it seems to me humongously arrogant on the part of Fox, not that that's anything new, that they take credit for having these huge ratings because they did such a great job. Bunkum! They did a crappy job, and it's shown up in a lot of the resultant Twitters and social media stuff.
I think we can't say how terrible. You know, I'm actually okay, because I don't think they did a great job either. I think it was a lot of gotcha and a lot of sensational kind of stuff.
Sophomoric stuff. Frankly.
But you know when we'll be able to really draw a good conclusion about how the Fox debate holds up is after the CNN debate, which is coming up in the middle of September,
mm-hmm.
with Hugh Hewitt and CNN and... it'll depend. We'll see if the gotcha questions are there, or, you know, when you have something to compare it to, it'll be really clear whether or not Fox was into the gotcha move.
There's another one that I don't even begin to understand. Hugh Hewitt. What in the world has he got? They're going to send somebody from Salem. Why'd they send somebody over there that's got a little starch? Like Medved, although his health isn't that great at the moment, but he's also a
local boy, and it's happening in Los Angeles. He's in Los Angeles.
Well, Hewitt is.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, neither here nor there. So that's one of the things trending at DougStephan.com. Now here's the next item: the ISIS use of chemical weapons against the Kurds. There is confirmation of the use of these weapons, and this will mark, hopefully...
The Kurds always get gas. I mean, the Kurds constantly get chemical weapons used on them. Wasn't Saddam Hussein using chemical weapons on the Kurds?
Yes. He's been using... Well, he used a chemical... He didn't use weapons of mass destruction, but this is how crazy these people are. They use the weapons against themselves. Look at all the Syrians that have been killed in that civil war by Assad and his bunch. And, I mean, they turn on each other. Think about it in terms, I think I used this as an analogy, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago. It would be like some main street in some medium-sized community in America where the Methodists and the Lutherans shot it out. It was like the...
That's really McCoy's.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is all about. Do you know what really bothers me more than anything else, though? About what's going on with ISIS. And this is not being widely reported, but what the ISIS fighters, one of the things that's happening when they go through these communities, they're grabbing 12, 13, 14-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And they are either selling them into sex trade or they're keeping them themselves.
This is what I don't understand, and I know I've said it 100 times, but I'm going to say it again. These wackadoodle women from this country
who have everything going for them, yeah.
Even if maybe they don't have the most money or maybe the best parents, they have everything else. They live here, and they get on a plane, and they try to go join ISIS in Syria. I mean,
look at that 19-year-old girl.
Are you
this
crazy?
Week. Yeah. And not only that, but according to some of the diaries that they found or records they found in some of the places they've chased ISIS out, the ISIS murdering thugs and thieves are praying before they rape these girls. Thank you, Allah, for handing me this lovely bounty.
Well, what about the, you know, remember, was it last year when there was the big hashtag, don't forget our girls or find our girls or for our girls? Michelle Obama was big into that. Hmm. They never did get those girls from Boko Haram, did they?
I don't know that they have. Some of them were released, weren't they, Kenny? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them were released, but certainly not all of them. This is a disgraceful reality. And as you said, what would prompt somebody from this country, no matter what, or any of these Western countries, to go over there and want to fight with these people?
I don't care how bad you think you have it here. It is worse there. Oof.
It's not even a comparison. Frankly, not even
I think
even
in some people's
comparison.
Mind it is. Well, I mean, why would you go over there if you didn't think you had some important, you know, place to go? It's just weird.
Nuts. 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Happy about that. Ken Kessler is here. Happy about that. You're here. Happy about that. Now, here's something else that makes me happy and hopefully, more importantly, will make you happy. How to do the things that you want to do as you're getting ready to go out today. You look in the mirror and you're not happy with the lines and you're not happy with the bags, the puffiness, and the dark circles under your eyes. So how about we treat you, the folks at Genucel, actually, when I say we, I'm not doing this, I'm just telling you about it. Genucel, with the ability to deal with these bags and puffiness, it's a serum that extracts the water out of these areas, because that's what collects under your skin is water. Gives you the baggy, puffy look. Now comes Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. This is an all-natural treatment. Comes from the same stem cell therapy research that was done on Genucel that this time precisely targets the dark circles under your eyes. So, you put this on, give it 12 to 24 hours, and see the difference. The old expression, what a difference a day makes. Yes, you will see that this does not hide the circles. It gets rid of them. No makeup necessary. So, you want a younger look? call 800-543-9262. Call them now and get free express shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Call 800-543-9262. Order Genucel. Get a free tube of platinum dark circle treatment for your for the darkness under your eyes. And you'll get the Shoescreen, one of three luxury gifts that come your way as well. All part of the Genucel deal as summer continues. 800-543-9262. Continue to look your best. Don't wait. Call now, because this deal will not be here forever. 800-543-9262 to make you look so much better.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Bick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bick's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bick's pledge to save handwriting at BickFightForYourWrite.com. That's BickFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. The story of Chelsea Manning continues. You remember Chelsea Manning? Everybody remember Chelsea Manning?
Chelsea, don't call me Bradley Manning, of
course. That's it. So apparently she's facing indefinite solitary confinement. Prison officials this week found a copy of Caitlyn Jenner's Vanity Fair cover. Excuse me.
You okay?
Yeah, all right. Which they deemed contraband, an expired tube of toothpaste also in her cell.
That's the real problem. Oof.
Can you imagine?
That's gross.
She's 5 years into a 30. Can you believe 5 years she's been in the slammer?
It's crazy, isn't
this, it? Of the time? 5 years this thing has been brewing. Got a 35-year sentence for leaking classified military documents to WikiLeaks. Going to have a hearing next week to review charges of disrespect, disorderly conduct, prohibited property, and medicine misuse. There's a lawyer from the ACLU who says the charges were trumped up. You think? I just find this whole thing to be ridiculous. What is she in jail for? What is she doing in jail?
Is she in girl prison or boy prison?
I don't know. That's an interesting question, isn't it?
I know. I can't remember.
21 after.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Photographs and memories, Christmas cards you sent to me, all that I have are these to remember you.
Remembrances, memories on Good Day. We start with a story of Warren G. Harding. If you've not heard about the test results of the DNA, and I don't understand who it was wanted to find this out anyway, but DNA testing has confirmed that President Warren G. Harding fathered a love child with Nan Britton, a woman who was supposedly described by those outsiders at the White House as a pervert and degenerate. She claimed that he fathered her child, and therefore she was at the hands of the Karl Roves of that era, and whatever press there was around. She was labeled a pervert and a degenerate.
Those were enough about her good qualities.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Harding's grandnephew is Dr. Peter Harding. He instigated the testing. He said, quote, "The story hangs over the whole presidential history because it was an unsolved mystery. Peter Harding had the DNA, his DNA, tested against that of James Blessing, Britton's grandson, and found that they were second cousins. Therefore, Blessing's mother, Elizabeth Ann, had to be Warren G. Harding's daughter." So, how do you like that, boys and girls?
I like it.
I'm sorry. Okay, on this date in 1945, President Harry Truman announced that Japan had surrendered to the Allies. There were thousands of people. I remember seeing pictures of this who went into the streets all over the United States to celebrate VJ Day. And then the ratification took place on the USS Missouri. You studied that in school, I hope, didn't you? Jennifer, mm-hmm. You studied that in school?
I think so.
Remember Kenny studying that?
I might have been absent that day, but I think so.
Yeah. All right. On this date, 1953, David Mullaney and his 13-year-old son, David, while trying to come up with a ball that would curve every time it was thrown, wound up inventing the wiffle ball.
Oh.
I think that's one of the most fun things.
You don't see them much around now.
No. Oh. I think they're cool. Has oblong holes. And as well, on the top half, oblong holes, and then the bottom of it's solid. The original Waffle Good Deck. I'm going to the Waffle House.
The original, like a good waffle, just for the record.
The original Wiffle Ball and bat were sold together. The bat was wood, but now it's one of those plastic things. Isn't that kind of...
Yeah, look at the, it's plastic.
Yeah. You can buy them, and they aren't expensive. It's fun. A wiffle ball is fun. I'm going to get one for my grandson. Speaking of balls and bats and stuff, on this date, 1969, the Mets were 9.5 games behind Chicago. The Mets began a comeback that launched the phrase, "You got to believe," as they began a drive that took them to the National League pennant and the World Series over the Baltimore Orioles. How about that, boys and girls? Huh? No. Well, if you like, it's
the amazing Mets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck Curry loves them. Our
Mets are doing great this year, by the way.
Much better than the Red Sox are. That's for sure. On this day, 1997, an unrepentant Timothy McVeigh sends to death for the bombing of the Mura Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Is he dead yet?
I think he got killed in prison, didn't he?
You know, I don't even remember.
Gosh, we need to...
He is gone.
Yeah. But his partner, what was his partner's name? Anybody remember that?
Gone immediately, because wasn't he? Done?
I think so. I think they're both gone.
Why do you ask us a hard question?
Right.
My memory is terrible these days.
On this date in 2003, power to major sections of the U.S. lost at 4 in the afternoon. New York, New Jersey, Vermont, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Canada.
Why?
Blackout resulted in the shutting down of a nuclear power plant in New York and Ohio. Air traffic was shut down. 50 million people had no electricity as the grids were all messed up. 28 past the hour. Memories on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Jonathan Alter of Daily Beast. Coming right up, after the debates, people are saying that Marco Rubio's fresh face matches up well with veteran Hillary Clinton. That right?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Jonathan Alter. Although he's only been middling in the polls, Senator Marco Rubio is drawing attention because of his youth and his fluency. Is he the one Democrats should be most concerned about?
The problem he has, he doesn't have a natural ideological base the way, say, Ted Cruz does. He doesn't have a natural geographic base the way Scott Walker does. So to make this thing go, he's really going to have to rely on his raw political talent and kind of taking off. And we saw last night why that's not a bad bet. He has spent the last year or two crafting an agenda that is meant to be a general election agenda.
Marco Rubio has a chance to, you know, be the JFK, the Barack Obama of the Republican Party, which there are a lot of people hoping for. And so, to me, actually, the most significant thing vis-a-vis Rubio that happened in the last week was an interview that he gave to Jeff Goldberg, in which he showed a depth of knowledge and a fluency on a very complicated subject that was impressive.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's 33 at the hour now on the Doug Skeffen Friday program, and you know what that means, Jennifer.
What?
We will be joined by Uri Geller in a matter of moments here. There are people who are offering a Spoonbenders course. I want to talk to him about that. Yeah, exactly.
Would you sign up for that? Would you? Do you want to know what you don't. You'd rather just be amazed. Yeah. I would, too. I would, too.
No, I don't want to know. And I think there's something to this. Also, Uri has posted a story about aliens trying to save America from nuclear war. So we'll get to the bottom of that in a few minutes.
Can we also ask him about that alien life story that we posted on our Facebook page?
I think that was what I was just saying.
The one about the woman?
Huh?
No, oh, you were talking about
Mars?
The woman on Mars is what I was talking about.
No, I didn't know. Okay, yeah, let's ask him about that, too.
I want to know about that.
I want to know, too. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. So what's the number one item? Is Donald Trump still number one? He's been number one all week long in terms of comments from our listeners, Kenny.
Yeah, he's still number one.
Number one.
Ken, yeah.
God love him. All right, so we went through all of that hoopla. Let's see. One of the other trending items at DougStefan.com, the toxic yellow sludge. What is coming out about this is this was completely, not a little, but completely their fault.
Big bungle.
And not only do we see sort of the problem in an insular way, but when you look at and dig around in this thing, you see how big government has created this mess. What really needed to happen here, apparently there are rivers and streams and pockets all over this area of Colorado that have water that's collected in them, the old gold mines and some of the other, the silver mine, whatever is out there.
That have been shut down.
Have been shut down, and they've just had this water in them for years. And because the EPA is too big, They have too many people. They're messing around with too much stuff. They started digging away, and they don't have enough to do, so they find these pockets of water. Say, oh, we better clean these up, when they have not been doing any harm, no destruction, nothing. They've just been sitting there for decades, and now these idiots start banging around in there with excavators. They open a hole, and look at the mess they've made. It's everywhere. And the people who are in these areas are going to sue the living hell out of the government. And who's going to pay for that? You and me. And we stay in this mode of, oh, well, it's government. You realize how crazy that thinking is? This thing, the more I find out about this thing, the nuts are coming to full circle here. Listen to this. Because the EPA knows that they're going to be sued till the cows come home. They've gone to the Navajo Nation, which is where most of it was called the Animas River. Most of the Navajo reservations are around this, and they're the ones that are going to be most directly affected by this. So the EPA has sent its thugs out to the Navajo Nation to get them to sign Standard Form 95. Standard Form 95 effectively waives your rights to sue the federal government for any damages caused in this circumstance by the contaminated water that they've released from this mine. And the president of the Navajo Nation, Russell Bagaya, said thanks, but no thanks. The people that live up and down the river, many who do not speak English, don't comprehend. This is how insidious this is. The EPA knows they don't speak English, so it's going around to them and getting them to sort of, with an X, sign this right. form. This is how your government is serving you. 3 million gallons of toxic wastewater spilling into the river from this abandoned gold mine. And they call it an accident. It really isn't an accident. It's them meddling in areas that they had no business. This water has arsenic. Just to spend money, right.
Yeah, they're just doing it to spend money.
Something to do. It has arsenic, lead, cadmium, lots of heavy metals.
And not like AC/DC and Bon Jovi, like real metal.
Right. This river has been destroyed. So the Navajo Nation.
And you haven't even heard them talking. Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Yeah, go ahead.
After an oil spill by a company like BP,
yeah.
All you can see on TV are the images of the wildlife suffering, right? It breaks your heart. You see the ducks and the birds mm-hmm. all covered in oil and sludge and gross, and the EPA's out there going bananas yeah. because of all the wildlife death. You can't tell me that this metal poisoning is good for animals. How come we're not seeing any of those images on
TV? Where's the president? And the leadership
hiding
here in this.
He's hiding. He's just hiding. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, these people are.
This is how insidious they are. The representatives of EPA have gone around to the farms that are in this area, and they've said to the natives, to the Navajos, if we pay you $500, we'll buy hay for you for your cattle, and you sign your name here. That's how they get them to sign off on these things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, the Indians aren't stupid, though. The Indians will at some point realize that there is an opportunity.
Some of them don't speak English, though, and those are the ones they're going after to get them to sign off so they wouldn't become part of a lawsuit. Already the Navajo Nation is declaring a state of emergency, planning lawsuits, not only against the EPA, but the King Gold Mine. And other, but this, nothing would have happened if they hadn't gone messing around in there. There are other communities along this river. Aztec, New Mexico city manager there says authorities are primarily concerned with getting drinking water to residents using wells instead of the municipal system. Municipal system is, this was going to cost billions of dollars to clean up because this stuff is going to get into the groundwater. And it is going to make a complete mess. People will die from this because of these morons at the EPA that we continue to let run around wild.
the poisoning that gets into the drinking water isn't going to be this brightly colored orange junk that you see. I mean, it's pretty intuitive to know if you're trying to go kayaking and you see the water that looks like, you know, squash soup, you don't get in it.
Right. But all these things, lead, arsenic, cadmium, they don't even sound, even if you didn't know, they weren't good.
I do love a good cadmium egg, though, around Easter time.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
All right. That this could be my theme of the day, the week, or the month, because it's so outrageous. Not only the health and well-being of these people is endangered, but what it's going to cost us to clean this mess up. Anyway, that's one of the stories trending, as well it ought to be, at DougSteffen.com. Okay, here's another one. You're going to love this. Lois Lerner. Remember her?
I love her, yeah.
Former director of the IRS's Exempt Organizations Unit.
And from what I hear, she loves me, too, and my interests. So, yes.
Well, she had no kind words for GOP senators as they investigated her role this week in that scandal about the political nonprofits. There were some documents released yesterday by the Senate Finance Committee. Quote, they called me back to testify on the IRS scandal, and I took the Fifth again because they had been so evil and dishonest in my lawyer's dealings with them. This is an email that Politico.com published as well. I was never a political person. This whole fiasco has only made me lose all respect for politics and politicians. I'm merely a pawn in their game. There you go. How sweet is that?
Very nice.
All right, let's see what we can get out of Uri Geller in a matter of moments. If you want to learn how to bend a spoon, this may be the place for you. Stand by. This is Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many travelers, family comes first. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly half of Americans prefer to go on a dream vacation with their families. But bringing the whole family can put a strain on the budget. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Many of us love taking trips with our families, but too often as the headcount adds up, so do the costs. Whenever I'm planning a family vacation, I start by making sure I use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend. Whether I'm making everyday purchases or shopping during vacation, using the right Travel Rewards credit card helps me get the most out of my purchases. That way I can save up points and use them on more than just flights, which comes in handy when I'm trying to please the whole family. Whether we're exploring a museum or riding coasters at a theme park, I use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to cover travel expenses and keep the fun going.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
45 past the hour, 15 before the new hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller, who is a mystifier, paranormalist, mind motivator, a medium, and my friend, is here to share some things. I was talking to Uri earlier this week about a spoon bending course that I saw run by a fellow named James Twyman. Do you know who he is?
Well, I get James Taiwan. What's his full name?
T-W-Y-M-A-N is his last name. Twyman. James Twyman.
So he has me probably on his mailing list. Now, you know these mailing lists. We all know about his mailing list. Yeah. I get about 15 to 20 a day, and it's so hard to stop it, you know?
Yeah. He says that he can teach you. This is basically what you've learned, what Uri has learned, is ancient technology that allows you to perform feats that some would call miraculous, but there's technology behind it. And he actually talks about it being very good. The technology is very healing for the planet.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the energy that he's talking about that you use, whatever you are. You know, people ask me all the time who know that you and I are friends, have I ever asked you how you do this? And I no, I haven't, because I wouldn't. I don't know, and that doesn't make any difference to me.
Look, Doug, James is doing something positive. I've followed his emails, his instructions, and his offers, and it's hard for me to detect how he makes money out of it, if he does it all. Perhaps he's doing it for a very good cause. But you can learn spoon bending. Although, when I get emails from, say, teenagers, I get about 300 emails a day. Many of them are from youngsters. Mm-hmm. And either they've seen me on a documentary or they saw my website. You know, I just launched my new website. I urge you all to look at it. It's fascinating. And they all ask me one thing. How do you bend spoons, and can I learn spoon bending? And my answer, especially to children and teenagers, is the following. I first tell them, forget spoon bending. Instead, focus on school. Become a positive thinker. Believe in yourself. Create a target goal to go to university. Never ever smoke. Never touch drugs. And think of success.
All right, let's talk about it. Let me just go one step further with this, because energy. There have been people this week talking about how the universe is going to implode. The Big Bang Theory, which created the universe 15 billion years ago. There are some who say in 2 or 3 or 4 billion years it'll run out of energy and everything will stop. And then that flies in the face of what Einstein said about energy not ever going away. But I wanted to have you talk about the energy, because learning about what you do, it seems to me what you have done is take energy in some way, shape, or form and use it to bend a spoon or whatever it is. And so that energy is positive. And what I hear you saying, what I'm trying to sort of get out of you, is whether or not we can use that energy to make our lives better. It's just not about bending spoons. It's about the universal application of energy, isn't it?
The answer is yes, yes, yes. Look, we all have to go to a very scientific theory, and it's an old theory. It was produced by Albert Einstein in 1924, which is E equals MC squared, with which he proved scientifically that everything in the universe is made from energy. So the spoon I'm holding, although the spoon feels solid to me, but it's not. The spoon is energy. It's vibrating in a certain frequency that to me it feels solid, but it is not. So if everything is made from energy, including our minds, our brains, our bodies, probably our souls and our spirit, we could harness that energy for the goodness of mankind. Now, I honed into something rather trivial, to bend or alter molecular structure with the power of my mind, which is the power of that energy that I instill into the metal, into the molecular structure, and I command it to bend. Now, if you go a stage further, then you can use that energy for visualization and materialize the things that you want to happen or come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe in it. I've done these exercises and demonstrations and lessons throughout my life, and I've achieved, I don't know how many people can say this, but I've achieved almost every goal, every target I set out to get.
Well, see, there it is, the power of energy and the positive thinking that comes from it. You can use negative energy if you want, bring yourself down, or positive energy to bring yourself up. I notice also You were talking about your new website, Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. We posted in the Better Living Box at dougstefan.com something from your Facebook page about one of the astronauts said regarding aliens trying to save America from nuclear war.
Let's talk about that next week.
That was fascinating, though. I think it was a fascinating read. All right, Uri, yes, let's do that. Uri Geller appears on the Good Day program as a result of his and our belief in the freedom of having the ability to say what we want and talk about here on Good Day.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention.
Coming in with wonk, wonk, wonk. But it's really Tech Talk time here on Good Day, 53 minutes after the hour, a time when we lay down and salute. I was going to make a reference to religion, but I decided not to about halfway through. There's no sense in alienating a crowd, right, Greg? It's keep them all happy, smiling, and full of information. Greg Stebbin is here, the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine and Newsweek and Time and Life and
wow, I think I got a promotion.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes, busy boy. He's going to talk about how Samsung hopes to get the jump on Apple in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Greg Stemmen is here to act responsibly when it came to information. I want you all to know that later today, Greg is going to post on his Facebook page why people are wondering about the Kardashian family and whether or not fatigue has set in there. Apparently, there are signs that include a new internet browser extension called Card Block that filters out the Kardashians and the Jenners. Are you familiar with that?
No, but no. I think it replaces anything having to do with the Kardashians and the Jenners with a picture of Doug Stephan.
Of course it does.
A picture of Doug in a bikini.
Woohoo!
Ooh, there's a visual.
And then there'll be a Doug block that'll go up shortly after that. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, the new Samsung phone, the keyboard, are they going to be a serious, serious contender for knocking Apple around a little bit?
No. I mean.
Next story.
I'll tell you where. So Apple will have a new iPhone, we believe, announcement in the next 3 or 4 weeks. We don't know when yet. Uh-huh. We don't know what. You spoke of Kardashian fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is also smartphone fatigue.
I think
people are feeling like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I've got is fine.
Leave it alone.
And I think that even if you look at the new phones, there's even some fatigue on the part of the manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the new phones from Samsung, frankly, are not... There was nothing that was a breakthrough.
It's nothing new.
It's a not-so-new phone. Yeah, it's incrementally better and in some cases... even a step backwards.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, like the battery life of the new phones may not be as good. They're taking away some things like the SD card.
Really?
At some point, you've got to wait for the next great piece of back-end technology to be developed and perfected before you can integrate it into your products. And
Are they using Typo? This is the keyboard that more and more people like because they can actually use it, see it, feel it, touch it, right?
Yeah, so one of the things Samsung did roll out in an effort to get people more interested in their phones is a case that actually has a BlackBerry-like keyboard on the front. So it's a physical keyboard. It covers part of the screen, so it's ironic. You're actually losing some of your screen real estate. And some people may like that. I haven't seen it yet. Some of the reviews have said that it's actually not a great typing experience. So if it's not a great typing experience...
Yeah,
it's
I
not
don't
a
understand. I watch Meredith do with her fingers on the iPhone. It's an amazing thing, sending out notes to people. I use my Samsung, and I find that I miss the keys. Maybe it's just practice as much as anything else.
You should push the microphone button and just speak your text.
That's the idea. Yes, if I could figure out if I actually trusted that it would work, I'd probably do that. Greg Stemmen here with an overview of what's going on in technology for us on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.